The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Joining us on this episode of the Small Biz Brain are two dynamic entrepreneurs that have been working on projects since the 1980s. Ron Zukenik is the founder of the Relationship Strategies Institute. This is a training and business development group. And Joe Newman is currently the CEO of the American Basketball Association and a longtime advertising guy. These two entrepreneurs have put together a very interesting concept called Little Rocks. And here to tell us more, joining us from Indianapolis, Indiana, are Joe Newman and Ron Zukenik. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, David. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. Tell us, what exactly is Little Rocks?
That's a great question, David. It came to us about 24 weeks ago. In fact, Little Rocks can make a big difference as a book. And we package it with a rock in a box, and every rock takes on a character trait and a life message. And when it all came together, you know, one of the great brains of all time when you talk about small business brain is my buddy and friend since the 80s, Joe Newman. Joe, what is Little Rocks to you?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Dave. I'm also very pleased to have an opportunity to be on the show today, and it's really nice. Ron and I were talking about basically peace and hope and security and crime and terrorism and the other things that have really created so many problems as man seems to have great humanity to other men. And we were talking about what is it that we can do to potentially change the course of mankind. That's a big thing to take on for two guys from Indianapolis. And it came to us that character from an early age is the answer to people treating one another with dignity and respect. And so we started looking at a group of character traits like benevolence or deference or dependability or forgiveness or generosity, honesty, humility, loyalty, etc., and said if we could imbue in people those characteristics, and we picked out 20 of the best ones, and get the message across that the world would be a better place with those characteristics, that's what our objective was. And we chose a bunch of rocks, and Ron came up with the idea of finding rocks like granite and shale and marble and coal and other rocks and piecing together 20 rocks along with 20 character traits and to create this book. And we wrote a book called Little Rocks Can Make a Big Difference, put across this message, and created a very dynamic website, www.littlerocks.com, and rocks is spelled R-O-X. And people now can go there, read about how character development can potentially change the course of mankind. And so we also looked at the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence and thought maybe we could get people to sign off on a declaration for humanity, which took these 20 characteristics, and each person would make a pledge to live his or her life using these characteristics as the model. And that's how it all came together, and all of a sudden, people are buying into this, going to the website, purchasing their little rocks, and as Ron described them and came up with the term rock in a box, they get a little rock. They get a book that we wrote, a little 46-page book about character development, and they get the Declaration for Humanity, and they get a neat little card that shows their favorite character trait. Just a lovely little package, and that's what we're doing.
That's fantastic. Now, in the abstract, or maybe not so abstract, what's the connection between, in your minds, and this maybe Ron, you want to take this, between the rocks themselves and these character traits?
Well, that's, you know, here's how it all began. It started out as a metaphor for an American dream, something more moralistic in nature, like the little engine that could, David.
Yeah.
The story began with rocks from all over the world gathering at the base of the Rocky Mountains. And they said, well, why are we here? And this whole discussion takes place is because we're not happy with what's going on in the world. And then this conversation come up, well, how many people are there in the world? And they figured out there are about 6.6 million, about 21,216 people a day being born. And then they figured out there were more Little Rocks, David, than there were people. But they kept saying the same thing, David. Like, so what's the message? Who's going to listen to us? And you know what they found, David?
Hmm.
They said, hey, look, here's what I think the message is. Look, we've coexisted. We've been together. We've watched mankind. Hey, how about character? You know, this was the thing from the rocks, David. The rocks came up with the concept of that. So even though I'd like to think I'm a co-creator along with Joe Newman, they came up with this thing. So all they did was, okay, great, okay, character, okay, I got it. Now what? Well, anybody have any ideas? And then they started to really shout out, step up, and talk about compassion and about deference and about truthfulness and honesty and generosity. So, you know, they just thought maybe character made sense. And when we look at the world today, David, we are reinforced every day. You know, whether we're looking at character flaws from a mayor in a city or a governor in a state, and I'll never forget that I Have a Dream speech that we all know that Martin Luther King made, where he said, let's not judge people by color of skin, let's judge them by the content of our character. So that's the connection, Joe. Am I thinking clearly?
Yes, you are. We were talking about, Dave, we were talking about the fact that coal coexisted with diamonds and that rocks have lived together for millions of years. They've stood man-made disasters. They've stood natural disasters. But they maintain their presence on Earth because they are coexisting. Well, why is it that we have to have a world where, starting in the earliest days, where people war against one another, where there is terrorism? Why do we have things like an Auschwitz or a Dachau? Why do we have to why did we have to have Indian massacres and settler massacres? Why do we have to have Nanking and the rape of Nanking and the Bataan Death March? Why cannot mankind live together in peace and harmony? And when you think about that, it is strictly a matter of the way you view your fellow man. And while you know, it is sort of audacious for us to think that we can change mankind, it's done one at a time, one person at a time. And right now, we just started this, and 27 people have gone to the website, or 26, and said, I believe in this, and I'm going to live my life this way. And who's to say that 27, 28, 29, 30 don't begin to see that it is just the way you treat your fellow man? You look at slavery and what that meant to the development of the country, and you say to yourself, wouldn't it have been much easier if someone stepped back and said, let's talk about the right and wrong of the way we treat our fellow person or fellow man? And that's what Ron and I are doing, and it is fun, because if you go to the website, you see our rocks blogging with one another, totally unidentified, but they're talking about character, and it's beginning to catch on, albeit slowly.
And so, David, I know you're saying to yourself, okay, great, interesting entrepreneurs. Why don't you open up a sandwich shop? Why don't you go ahead and open up a bagel store? Why don't you sell coffee on, you know, open up a lemonade stand? Why don't you, like just be a little bit more local? Well, why are you taking on the world? I mean, what a project, David, isn't it?
Well, that does strike me. But at the same time, you're pointing to this metaphor, the supreme infinite intelligence and consciousness of the earth, of rocks, which are a part of the earth, to model for humanity. And then at being advertising and communications experts, you're leveraging your skill set to get the message out using this metaphor. And also a very cute product idea, I might add, you know.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you, look, for all the entrepreneurs, Small Biz America that's listening. Look, the why we're doing this has gotten very big. Look, Joe Newman and I have no shortage of ideas. No shortage of ideas. But there is a tremendous shortage of people that can implement it. David, I just got to tell you, I'm 58 years old. I've written a few books. I travel. I speak. Joe does the same thing.
Yeah.
But this thing hit me, David. It hit me. And I said, you know, the why I want to do this is because there is fear in the world, that there is lack of security, that people are getting stressed, that I can't get kids coming to homes to go do things like trick-or-treating because of the fear of what they're afraid of. And I think, and by the way, I do want to point out, we take a percentage of the money, David, and
yes,
we give it to what we call receiving organizations. We don't train people. We just are really wanting to fund character development worldwide. And I'm thrilled and honored to say that Kiwanis International Foundation happens to be our first receiving organization.
Wow.
Rob Parker, the CEO, loves leadership and character development. You know, and the truth of it is, that's not a real sexy topic. You know, it's not like they're eradicating polio like maybe the Rotary people do. But I'll tell you something. We believe this, David. And are we going to make any money at it? Yeah, of course, maybe. Who knows? But the why we're doing it, and of course, with the help of a lot of people, certainly a lot of the listeners to this program, if they can help us get it out, we need all the help we can get.
Well, that's it. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Joe Newman. He's the CEO of the American Basketball Association and a longtime advertising guy, and along with his partner, Ron Zukenik, an expert in relationship strategies and the founder of that institute by the same name, the Relationship Strategies Institute. They do training and business development. We're talking about a project they've just developed, a very, very big idea called Little Rocks. Again, the website is www.littlerocks.com. That's www.littlerocks.com. So what's next for Little Rocks? You've got the website up. You've got 27 plus north of that. There's some viral, I imagine this is a viral marketing kind of initiative. What happens next?
Go ahead, Joe.
You can do it. One of the things we're doing initially is obviously we are sending out news releases to the media to let the world know that this exists. We hopefully in the not too distant future can begin to promote and market it through conventional advertising means. Right now we're not able to do that, but we believe that viral marketing is an extremely important ingredient. So we are reaching out to churches, to schools, to governments, to major organizations, to the media. And as Ron mentioned in his discussion about Kiwanis, we have these receiving organizations that we will be making donations to. And so if Kiwanis and other large groups were to join with us and become a part of our affiliation, we think that the world will know soon enough about Little Rocks. And I do want to mention something else, Dave, that
sure.
Somebody asked me a pointed question, is this for profit? And my immediate reaction was that this is the free enterprise system. Capitalism is good, and profit is good. But I was reminded last night when I was watching Idol Gives Back, and the American Idol franchise is able to raise hundreds of millions of dollars. They're a for-profit business, but the good that they do for AIDS and malaria and for for people in a tremendous, including Katrina, is such that there's no shame in their being profitable. It is because they are a profitable business that they're able to give so much to those who need it. And the same thing holds true with a Bill Gates at Microsoft or an Eli Lilly Foundation or a Ford Foundation, is that when you can generate a profit and then you can take some of that profit and put it back into doing good, then it is good, and it is America at its very best. And so Ron and I are looking to not only to have this profitable business, but also we believe in what we're doing, and there's a tremendous amount of altruism. And Ron and I have both lived our lives in a way that we do what we can to help our communities and to help people in need. And so we'll get the word out, and no small part of it is having an opportunity to be on a show like yours and on the podcast, because it's invaluable to us.
Yeah, just one other comment, if I can, David. So what's next for us is every day we do things that we didn't do the day before, and we continue to reevaluate reaction. And the things that we have going on are things like The Rocks are blogging every day, as you heard.
I love
We're
that.
Now beginning the development of a social platform. I hope to have up within the next 30 days a presence and a profile reaching out to the top 7 social networks in the country. I'm going to tap into almost 300 million people. We want to drive them through littlerocks.com. That's R-O-X as rocks. And we want people to get into what we call Little Rocks Talks. And we want to create a social platform, and we want to begin right here a worldwide message. And again, it's people like yourself, David, that says, you know, we know you, we understand where you're coming from, we love that spirit, and sure, I want peace, hope. And see, all we're attempting to do, David, is position Little Rocks as this symbol for hope.
Yeah.
And really, when you walk out today, David, and I want to make sure I get the book in front of you, but when you look down at the ground, you'll see more little rocks than there are people. And I, you know, you may not give it much thought. They're little rocks. But we hope that one day, soon, today, that in fact you will look down at the ground and you'll say, you know, little rocks can make a big difference and I can be a better person. And that's what's next.
David. Incredible project. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. That's just it. We need all the help we can get. So we would love, the next step for all the listeners is to call us. And by the way, that number is 317-216-8210. 317-216-8210. Call us. Tell me that, in fact, you want to help make a difference. And together, we can make a difference with one person at a time.
It's an incredible story and idea and mission. Joe Newman, Ron Zukenik, creators of Little Rocks. That's littlerocks.com or at 317-216-8210. Thank you so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. We're going to follow this story very closely as the world becomes more conscious of the work you're doing. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.